This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spikes Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. I just recently had to cull two houseplants. They were each at least 15 years old, and I hadn't done anything to them. It was well past time, and I went after them, a philodendron and a spider plant. My step stool is just tall enough for me to get these hanging plants down. The phyla was root-bound and droopy. The spider plant just sagged. I don't have pics of the absolute mess I made, but I do have pictures of the cuttings that are now in water and also the one new plant I had to buy, a Pothos picta. They're on gardenbite.com. Repot those houseplants whose roots are starting to come out of the drain holes at the bottom of your pot or have wrapped themselves around the inside of the pot so many times they've practically formed their own pot. Yes, that was mine. Go up just one size. That means a pot that's only 1 or 2 inches larger. Water your plant thoroughly several hours before repotting. Tap smaller pots on a table and slide the plant out. You may need to run a knife around the inside of larger pots and lay them on their side. Then slide the plant out. Unwind and remove excessive circling roots and any sign of rotting roots. Fill your new pot with just enough soil to center your plant at the same depth it was planted in, unless it wasn't deep enough. Fill it around the roots. Tamp the soil lightly while you work. Water well and keep it out of direct sunlight for a few days while your plant gets used to its new digs. More information and pictures are on gardenbite.com. From birds to bunnies, poultry to horses, dogs, and the family cat, Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has all you need to take care of them. Quality feed and quality products to keep your animals happy and healthy. Go to spikesfeed.com. 6 locations and shipping available. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.